You're listening to Rhema for Today.
People got every kind of an idea in the world. The Bible said sin is also a transgression of the law. There may be some things that's a weight to you if they are, and something to be a weight to you wouldn't be to me. If they are, well, just lay them aside and lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race is set before us. But don't allow yourself to come under condemnation because of everybody's idea. One of my meetings, you know, I'd laid hands on a lady and prayed with her, and she'd been filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke with tongues. She had really spoken about 15 minutes in other tongues. Just had a great time. And then had stopped and had just sat down on the altar and just sitting there with his hands up, lifting her hands, praising God in English. And a man who had been praying with some men in another place, he came over that way and saw her sitting there, heard her praising God, and he just supposed, knew she had come, you know, because he saw her come for her, supposed that she hadn't received, rushed up to her, and said, "Sister, pull off that wedding band, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost."
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Jesus in that vision said to me, "That isn't any of your business. That's between me and them. If I'd wanted you to know, I'd told you, and I didn't tell you, so I didn't want you to know." Didn't you ever read, he said, in my book, the Bible, you know, where the Bible said the secret thing belongeth unto the Lord, but that which be revealed belongs to us and our children forever. I think it's about Deuteronomy 29:29, isn't it? Right. Yeah, I said, I've read that there. Well, he said, if I'd revealed it to you, I'd want you to know I didn't reveal it to you, so don't you even touch it in thought life. That's a secret between me and them. And so I didn't even think about it anymore. Just forgot it. And it'd do you the good to do the same thing.
That's right.
But around the other hand, just like Jesus said to me, keep preaching the word, keep preaching the truth, just like you're preaching it. Whether your kin folks get it or not, well, that doesn't do away with the word. That's a secret between me and them, see. But now then, here the Magi asked me, why? How come? How come this family in the church, in the same church, always get healed, and that family that's really more faithful than the other one is, and don't ever get healed? I said, I don't know. I mean, I don't know everything, do you? I don't know. Unless God just specially saw fit to reveal it to me. But I said, I do know the Bible. And without knowing, I do know your mother and your sister and other of the families here in the church. I did not know your husband's folks. But because I do know the Bible, and I do know that if people do get results, they follow the Word of God. Ordinarily. And so I would say this. That your husband's family had two characteristics. One of them, as there's two points to the first one. Number one, I would say that your husband's family were always quick to forgive and quick to repent. And then number two, they were always quick to believe. And I remember her eyes, you know, got almost as big as saucers. You know, I'm speaking figuratively. And she said, "Why, Brother Hagin, you've hit the nail right on the head." Oh, I said, "No, I didn't hit the nail on the head. Jesus did. I got that out of the book." She said, "I believe my husband's people were the quickest people in the world when they saw this wrong to repent. And just stop it. Just quit it. Just repent." And I believe they were as quick as people ever seen if they thought they'd done you wrong to ask you to forgive them. Most forgiving people. And they really were sincere. And then I believe they were the quickest people to believe God I've ever seen. Now, she said, "You take Mama and us and our family. They're saved, filled with the Spirit, faithful Christians, you see. But on the other hand, we have certain natural, physical characteristics sometimes we let dominate us if we're not careful. Now, you take," she said, "our whole family's that way. We would forgive you all right, eventually, because we know we've got to. The Bible said so. But we hold out. All of us is just that way. That's just sort of our nature, physical nature. Wasn't it spiritual nature? Got a new nature this morning again. See? But said, we'd hold out to the end. You know, just at the last moment when we saw we had to. That's too late sometimes. Well, we would forgive you. And then said, when it comes to believing, we're the slowest people you've ever seen in your life to believe anybody or anything. See, including God. Well, you know, there's no mystery to that then. There's no mystery to that here. There's one family were quick to repent. When they saw this wrong, they repented. Said, that's wrong. I'll stop doing that. I'll not do that anymore. The other family, and quick to forgive. The other family said, well, I know I'm going to have to forgive you eventually, but I'm going to hold it against you for the next 3 months and not speak to you and treat you ugly and give you the cold shoulder. Now, eventually, I know I'm going to have to, and I will, you know, but just ride right up, you know. See, some folks, I think some folks delight in sort of living right on the edge of disaster. And once in a while, they fall over. But I don't believe God wants us to live there. I'll tell you this, just be quick to forgive. Be quick to repent. Be quick to believe God. Praise God. So now, don't condemn yourself. If there's not a thing there, the Bible said, if our hearts condemn us not, we have confidence toward God. Now, you listen to some people, and you'd be under condemnation always. But if you're doing wrong, you know it right here on the inside of you yourself. And if you don't know it, forget it. Now, some people are ready to condemn you about everything in the world, no matter what happened while, you know, everything's wrong. Somebody wrote us a note, you know. We was up where? In St. Louis, you know. And somebody wrote us a note. And they just said, that's not God. God wasn't using us. Talking about our whole party. He wasn't using us because we wore jewelry. And the women didn't have long hair. They had the haircut. And that wasn't the power of God. And God wasn't using us. And God didn't have anything to do with it. And signed out by saying, so there. They thought they got us told. People got every kind of an idea in the world. The Bible said sin is also a transgression of the law. There may be some things that's a weight to you, if they are, and some things to be a weight to you wouldn't be to me. If they are, well, just lay them aside and lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race is set before us. But don't allow yourself to come under condemnation because of everybody's idea. One of my meetings, you know, I'd laid hands on a lady and prayed with her, and she'd been filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke with tongues. She had really spoken about 15 minutes in other tongues. Just had a great time. And then had stopped and had just sat down on the altar and just sat there with his hands up, lifting her hands, praising God in English. And a man who had been praying with some men in another place, he came over that way and saw her sitting there and heard her praising God in English, supposed, knew she had come, you know, because he saw her come for her. Supposed that she hadn't received, rushed up to her and said, sister, pull off that wedding band, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Well, I got a hold of him really quick and ushered him away and said, brother, God's already filled her with the Holy Ghost, wedding band and all. Amen. Now, I said that to say this to you, that some people, because, you know, you don't do just like they want you to do, they'll say, well, now, like I said, it may be, well, some things be left off, but it doesn't mean that that's a sin. It isn't a transgression of the law. Sin, the Bible said, is also a transgression of the law. We'll have to determine in our own hearts these things that are weights to us. And what would be a weight to me might not be a weight to you. And we'll have to lay those things aside if we're going to run the race with patience as set before. But if you just try to do what everybody said, you'd be jumping constantly almost.
Praise God.
Amen. And folks will let that bring them under condemnation, keep their faith from working.
Amen.
So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if on the inside of you, in your own spirit, in your own heart, and you know your own heart. Sometimes people say, well, if I know, don't put an if on it. You know it.
Hallelujah.
Right down here on the inside, if you're a child of God, you know I've always known it. The very minute I missed it.
Amen.
Well, don't wait. Don't even wait till you come to church. You just stop right then and say, Lord, I missed it. That's judging yourself. I missed it. I failed. Now you forgive me. And he'll do it.
Amen.
And then you'll almost get ashamed sometime on something because you'll fool around and stumble over the same thing again. I have you? Or I'm the only one that ever did that? Huh? No, he didn't intend to. Didn't mean to. It wasn't my purpose to do so. But for you know, just turn right around and fall right over the same thing. Well, I'm like one fellow said out in Amarillo. He said, I'll tell you, bless God, I'm going to heaven if I have to ride the altar bench in. Amen. Well, if I can't get there any other way, I would too, wouldn't you? Amen. Hallelujah. All right, now then, number four. Let's come to step number four before we conclude today, and we'll get to these other steps as we go along. Be sure of this, that no doubt or unbelief is permitted in your life concerning the promises of God. Step number four, I'm talking about 10 necessary steps to follow when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. And we're down to number four now. Be sure that no doubt or unbelief is permitted in your life concerning the promises of God. Now you understand this, that you've taken step number two up there where I said be sure that the promises of God or the scriptures cover the thing that you've asked for or are believing for. Now then, you shouldn't have any doubt about it. Because if it's in God's word, it belongs to you. And if there's anything trying to keep you from it, that's the devil and that's not God. See, sometimes people will accept because things are slow in coming, because we read yesterday that Satan is the god of this world. Well, a lot of things that we are believing for and praying about that the promises of God cover have to come to pass in this world where Satan is God. And he'll do everything in the world to keep it from coming. But now that doesn't mean that God didn't hear you the first time you prayed and the answer wasn't on the way. Remember over in Daniel, you've got a good illustration of that. Daniel set himself to seek God and he fasted. And then again, he's talking about, he said he ate no pleasant bread. So that means that he wasn't on what we call a total fast, but he ate no pleasant bread for 21 days. And remember the angel came? Remember that? And remember what the angel said? Now see, the angel was 21 days in getting through, but he said, God heard you the first day and sent me. He sent the answer the first day. God sent the answer the first day. He didn't send the answer the 21st day. He sent the answer the first day.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
It's not too late to still apply for the spring enrollment of Rhema Bible Training College.
Oh, yes.
And so if you are interested in coming and learning more about the Word of God,
yes,
then I would encourage you to apply for our spring enrollment.
Yes.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.